AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Britain's foreign secretary is in Russia in hopes of easing tensions over Ukraine. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby says there appears to be activity along the Ukraine border.
We also see indications that additional battalion tactical groups are on their way. And so every day he adds to his options, every day he adds to his capabilities, every day he continues to destabilize what is already a very tense situation.
Russia has massed over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border and has launched military maneuvers in the region, but says it has no plans to invade its neighbor. It wants guarantees from the West and NATO not to allow Ukraine and other former Soviet nations as members. Mandates in Illinois and New York to wear masks indoors are being lifted in New York starting tomorrow. Mask mandates at schools will remain in effect in those states. Governor Charlie Baker in Massachusetts says a school mask mandate there is being lifted.
It's another big step forward to safely manage COVID while we get back to what I would describe as the familiar and normal aspects of school and life.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says virus case numbers are dropping nationwide.
We know that in different areas of the country, cases have fallen more significantly, and this will lead to different approaches and different timing. And we will continue to coordinate closely with state and local leaders.
Following outrage on the political right, the Biden administration says a grant program to help prevent additional harm to people who use illicit drugs will not pay for safer pipes to smoke crack or meth, and no federal money was meant for that purpose. SpaceX's newest fleet of satellites is tumbling out of orbit after being struck by a solar storm. The company reports up to 40 of the 49 small internet service satellites launched last week have either re-entered the atmosphere and burned up or are about to do so. This is AP News. Britain's prime minister says virus isolation laws could be lifted at the end of the month.
The move would bring an end to all domestic coronavirus restrictions. People who test positive now have to isolate for 5 full days. That rule is to expire on March the 24th, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants to bring it forward. Johnson's government lifted most COVID-19 restrictions last month. Face masks are no longer mandatory except on London's public transport, and virus passports for clubs and events have been scrapped. Karen Chamas, London.
Mystery solved. The top administrator in the Mississippi House says he unilaterally made the decision to take a statue of a racist former governor, Theodore Bilbo, off public display and put it into storage. House Clerk Andrew Ketching spoke to reporters, answering a question that has been all the buzz at the state capitol. Where's Bilbo? People started noticing in recent weeks that the bronze statue of the late governor had disappeared. It was on display for decades. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.